Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you.
Hi everyone, this is Ganzu Uji just making a video about mad monkeys. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Yes, I was in the inner zones and I found shit about these fucking niggers. Oh, what a shocker, they're doing stupid things, right? Yeah, fuck these monkeys. Yes, you wanna see what they're fucking doing? Well, I have a clip of a fucking nigger that fucking likes causing crimes. He did already like 40, and the fucker is batshit crazy. Yes, the motherfucker's nuttier than me. Yes, that guy is fucking mentally ill and he goes around hitting fucking white women. I'd rather be hitting them with my penis, but this guy thinks he could fucking fist them in the face and nothing goes wrong. Well, let's play some clips, right, friends? Enjoy.
That's the real issue, nigga.
No, motherfucker. The real issue is that you're fucking rabid. Yeah, when a dog is fucking wild and insane, full of fucking rabies or whatever, what the fuck do they do to these fucking animals? Don't they fucking euthanize them and dissect their brain or some bullshit? Maybe that's what they need to do to this fucking monkey. Yeah, euthanize him and dissect his brain, see if he has rabies or some fucking insane bullshit. Hey, it is what it is, man. Don't blame me, blame society. Anyways, let's continue.
You sitting here playing with me, nigga. That's the real issue, nigga. July 21st is the real issue, nigga.
What's so special about July 21st? Is that your birthday or some shit? Yeah, so the little fucking monkey was born. Yay! Fucking monkey 2.0 or whatever you want to call this fucking insane piece of shit. But it is what it is. Let's continue.
July 21st, that's the real issue. Nah, don't wave to me.
Yeah, remember the picture earlier? This is her. Yeah, if I remember correctly, this chick was gonna go to the hospital to visit a sick relative or something. That's why she had the balloon. Yeah, she was in a good mood because her family's good. But this chick is not good because this monkey fucking knocked the shit out of her. Yeah, wasn't there a knockout game or something? Yeah, this fucking nigga just punched her just out of nowhere because the guy's mentally ill. Yeah, she's legitimately fucking crazy. But it's okay, protect all niggers no matter what. Why? Because they're fucking Jewish attack dogs. Just saying. Anyways, let's continue.
You still talking? You still talking? July 21st? Say Elijah! Say Elijah! Elijah! Elijah, my son! Motherfucker, you playing?
You're crying over your nigger child, I'm assuming? Yes, your baby little nigglet. What the fuck? Are you sure it's not one of your delusions, you stupid-ass nigger? Yeah, he is mentally ill. He thinks that he has a kid named Elijah. What a fucking idiot. But whatever, let's see what other bullshit he does, right? Let's continue.
Motherfucker, you blind? Fuck you, bro, nigga!
Shut with that McDonald's shit.
What the fuck? What the literal fuck? You think this bitch eats McDonald's, you fucking stupid ass nigger? Look how skinny she is. She needs to fucking eat. Or maybe she needs to get fucked, because yeah, she needs to get fucking plump. Yeah. Oh man, but this fucking nigger's insane. Let's see what other fucking shit he's gonna do to this bitch, right? Enjoy!
So that McDonald's shit, bitch. You wanna run, bitch? You wanna run, motherfucker? Huh?
You better get the fuck away from that fucking nigger. He's gonna fucking eat you and murderize you. Yes, friends, these stupid niggers do some dumbass shit and they wanna fuck these white women. Why? Because they're fucking tasty and yummy and these niggers wanna destroy the white people. Why? Because they're jealous little douchebags. You see, you should have killed them or did something with them, but now it's too late. Enjoy.
I bet you run again, motherfucker. You said something else? You said something? You said something, motherfucker? You said something?
Guess what, friends? We have a horde of marauding orcs. Yes, and they're here, and they're now. What are you gonna do? I got ideas. I got plans. Yes, you have to fight this scourge. But when are you gonna fucking do it, huh? After they fucking rape and murder you and fucking do all kinds of fucked up things? Okay, you do you, boo. Enjoy!
Keep playing, nigga. What's up with that McDonald's shit? You Donald Trump, motherfucker.
Bald, Tired
yeah,
of looking
fuck
not
Donald
tremendous.
Trump. He's a fucking
bad.
Loser.
Try new tremendous
and this fucking
hair.
Nigger scared
One
of fucking
spread.
Donald Trump.
Instant
yeah,
results.
He's a fucking
wow.
worthless piece of shit controlled
Beautiful.
By Jews.
Maybe more.
But that's the world that we live
Too
in.
Much?
So yeah,
Never.
Be careful all
the
these ghouls.
The best hair. Everybody says it.
Whatever.
Tremendous hair.
Enjoy.
And that other motherfucker who raped my son Elijah, I'm gonna fucking kill you, nigga.
Well, you stupid nigger, are you sure you're the father of that fucking imaginary Elijah? I don't know, maybe someone else could be Papa. You stupid nigger, enjoy!
You a fuck, nigger? You heard what the fuck I said, motherfucker? Shut the fuck up, nigger! Huh? Shut the fuck up, nigger!
Fucking niggers, man. Shit. They always do some stupid ass bullshit. Yes, incidentally, do you know that LeBron James supposedly gonna go fucking tranny mode? He's gonna join the WNBA. Oh, I'll fucking watch that shit if that happens. Oh, anyways, talking about stupid ass niggers. Yes, do you know that fucking nigger that was going on a rampage? Well, he has family, and he did that shit to his family. Yeah, and look what they fucking have to say. PSA announcement, they say that that nigger needs to go right in jail. Shocker! So let's roll that clip. Oh shit, and I just realized, I guess that Elijah fucking kid does exist. I'm guessing that little nigglet next to this dude, that's the dude's kid. Well, maybe what happened that the kid fucking died and that's what made this fucking nigger insane. Well then, if that's true, I'm sorry that your kid died, but there's an overflow of niggers, so I don't feel that bad. But whatever, let's roll the clip.
He's empty. He's broken. He's stalled.
This is how Daquan Hunt's sister describes it. She talked to us, but didn't want us to show her face or use her name.
From what
Yeah. I wouldn't want people to know that this fucking freak show is my fucking bloodline. Yeah, like imagine you're fucking Paul fucking Dahmer and your brother's Jeffrey Dahmer. Yeah, that'd be fun. Oh, you know what someone was thinking of doing? Like getting Jeffrey Epstein and Jeffrey Dahmer and combining them, make him to one person. Jeffrey Dahmerstein or some shit like that. Yeah, I think that might be funny. I don't know. What do you guys think? Anyways, let's continue.
I know his diagnoses are paranoid schizophrenia, PTSD, and bipolar disorder.
Ooh, what a delightful fucking mental illness he has. He has a menagerie of madness inside fucking his brain. Yeah, all that delusion of floating around, slashing around in that fucking noodle of his. And look what he fucking does. Yes, I'm surprised nobody has fucking killed this motherfucker. But no, we here in the United States, we fucking take care of our fucking trash. Why? Because we're fucking stupid. Anyways, let's continue.
Police say Hunt attacked random victims in Dilworth. His sister says he was violent with her and her mother.
Well, guess what? People do some dumbass shit. Yes, if this guy was your fucking brother and all that good shit, maybe your mom should have fucking put him in an institution, get him the help that he needed. Yeah, doesn't fucking mental illness shows up when you're fucking your teenager or some shit? Yeah, but nobody does fucking things, right? Stop coddling people. Yeah, maybe you should start smacking people. I think that'll be a better fucking move, but what the fuck do I know? I'm just a stupid wetback. But let's continue.
He completely just flipped, and that turned into violence. And we had to call the cops then. And every time something has happened, yes, yes, things would get physical between he and I, or even my mom and him.
Oh, so this dude has a track record of beating women. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm not saying women don't deserve it because they're stupid bitches in their own fucking right, but they're weaker than you. Why don't you try that shit on Gonzo OG, see what he fucking does to your fucking face, you dumbass nigger. Yes, friends, niggers are not stronger than you. Yes, they're bred to be fucking just big and stupid. But they're not very strong. I know that for a fact because niggers are fucking beneath me. Oh, Gunzu, aren't you fucking stuck up and shit? Fuck yeah. You ever fucking thought I'm a fucking gigolomaniac? Yes. Can I play with madness? But we're not talking about my fucking delusions. We're talking about nigger delusions. Enjoy.
Just a doctor says they have been trying to get him the mental and emotional help he needs for years.
Talking to anybody, you know, mentors, therapists, his probation officers, attorneys, judges, asking, please help us, you know, how can we get my brother in an institution?
Oh no, the fucking government ain't gonna stop these fucking mentally ill niggers. Do you know why? It's because the government's using these motherfuckers to fucking trick you to give up some more rights. Yeah, you're gonna say, oh, please, government, save us from these nigger fucking monsters. You say, well, okay, then you gotta give up some of your rights. Okay, can we get them back? No. Enjoy.
And how can we get him, you know, medicated? How can we make a change? And it leads us back to the same thing all the time. He's released.
The family says they called police Monday to report the assault and the videos, and called officers again Thursday to give them an idea where he might be.
Yeah, man, you gotta be fucking careful with this fucking nigger. You gotta be watching your back that this motherfucker doesn't do something stupid to you. Shit, man, that's a fucking miserable existence. Yeah, you don't know what this fucker's gonna do. It's like having your own fucking murderous stalker. Literally. But whatever, it is what it is, so let's continue.
Despite that, the sister says they have received multiple death threats.
Our safety has been threatened. My children have been threatened. People have come to my home.
Oh, let me guess, your fellow niggers, because they're fucking stupid, they think if they fucking do something to you guys, that this nigger's gonna stop doing his fucking rioting bullshit. It's not gonna work that way, you dumb fucks. You need to fucking form a posse, get this fucking nigger, and then fucking lynch his ass. Yeah, you guys need to start patrolling and taking care of your own fucking filth. Yes, that's what's fucking wrong. You guys don't fucking take care of your trash. I know you're a minority, I'm a minority too, but no, we can't have this fucking garbage go in there, because it brings your people down in the long run. So stop being fucking faggots and do what you need to do. Yes, clean your fucking ass, wipe your fucking ass, it's full of shit. But whatever, let's continue.
People have said things to my home.
She is sorry about the assault and the trauma it caused, and that's why she is thankful that her brother is off the street.
We did it because that lady deserves justice and anyone else that my brother has harmed.
You see? Even this chick is saying that her brother needs to go to fucking prison. Yes, after you fucking deal with fucking madness, you come to the logical conclusion. You see? Even a stupid woman could fucking realize that you can't save everybody. When would the rest of the world fucking realize the same fucking conclusion? I don't know, I think we have to eat more shit before we fucking figure it out. Remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only. These are my own delusions, so let's continue.
Sister tells us Hunt is in denial about his condition and has refused to take medication.
Well, I'm not surprised this motherfucker doesn't take his fucking medication, are you? Anyways, let's continue.
And the state of mind that he's in now, possibly, and I'm afraid that either that will happen or that somebody will take his.
We have a winner! Winner, winner! Winner, winner, chicken dinner! Yeah, this bitch is right. Either this guy dies or the other victim dies. Yes, she is correct. You need to lock up this motherfucker. Why won't you? I guess the world may never know. So let's continue.
Well, the sister tells us that she hopes this time will be different, but she is really worried that just like all the other times, he will eventually be released. Reporting live from Real World Clinton Counts, Channel 9 Eyewitness News.
Yeah, some fucking crazy shit, huh? Yes, the sister of that fucking nigger is fucking reasonable. But no, I have a fucking clip of a nigger that says that no, what that fucking insane nigger did is fucking awesome. Yes, it's fucking stupid. Niggers always protect their fucking trash. Yes, if someone does that shit, guess what? They're trash too. And they gotta go too. You don't believe me? Let me bring up a clip of that bullshit.
I might get criticized for this, but I honestly don't give a shit.
Yes, motherfucker, you're definitely getting criticized. Why do you think I'm gonna run my mouth against you, you fucking worthless piece of shit? You big nose fucking Squidward looking motherfucker. Go fuck yourself, you piece of shit. How do you like it someone punches you in that fucking bulbous nose of yours and watch it fucking explode like a fucking eggplant? Yeah, it's just like Gallagher hitting a fucking watermelon. Booyaka! Fuck you! But let's continue.
Because when I go to these white people's posts, all I see is racist ass shit. And
oh, fuck you, you stupid nigger. It's okay when you niggers do your fucking black supremacy shit, but when white people say that you guys are doing wrong, oh, that's racist. Go fuck yourself, you stupid ass nigger. You're fucking stupid. You just want everybody to do everything for niggers. Fuck you. You're fucking worthless. What the fuck do niggers do? Peanut butter and super soakers. That's the contribution you did to society? Fucking stupid. Utterly, utterly worthless. Fuck you. Let's continue.
The purge this and the purge that.
Oh, this guy's complaining because they're talking about fucking the purge. What? If you were a fucking productive member of society, you don't have to worry about the purge. But because you're a worthless piece of shit, of course you're deathly afraid, right? Fuck you. That's all I have to say about that. But whatever. Let's continue.
Hey, y'all can say what y'all want about that black man in Charlotte. Turn your head when they punching all them white girls. Hey, all I say, he taking out the white trash. I don't know what.
Okay then, what if you follow that same logic and there's a fucking white dude punching out black bitches? Is that okay too? Oh no, it's not, blah blah blah. Fuck off, you stupid ass nigger. You're fucking retarded. You're stupid. Yeah, maybe someone should fucking punch you in the face. Just saying. But let's continue.
Doing what women didn't did, they probably didn't do shit. But neither did the babies that they didn't kill. Neither did the men they didn't.
Who's doing this killing? Who's sodomizing whom? Huh? Who? What? Where? When? Why? What the fuck are you talking about? You gotta show receipts, buddy. Who are these fucking imagining people that are doing this, that, and the other, huh? Are you gonna say? Well, let's find out, huh?
Killed. Sodomized. There's a lot of shit that I get to thinking about.
You know what, buddy? Instead of destroying the few brain cells you have in your mind by thinking, won't you show me the proof of all this fucking shit that you said they were doing, these killings and sodomies and whatnot? Where are they? Or are you just gonna be fucking bullshitting? I think that's what this guy is, a bullshitter. But let's watch. Maybe he will say something. Maybe.
And it's just, I don't care that much that these ladies got their ass beat to the flow. I don't care.
Well, guess what, buddy? When fucking the tables get turned on niggers and they start doing this shit to your people, I'm not gonna fucking cry about it. I don't give a fuck. And I'm sure there's gonna be other people thinking the same way. Because quid pro quo, motherfucker. A favor for a favor. Dick is what I gave her. Enjoy.
That much. He should still go to jail, though.
Oh, so finally the nigger said that the other nigger should go to fucking jail. Ooh, okay, at least he had that little fucking sliver of fucking hope. But still, niggers are fucking stupid in my opinion. But what the hell do I know? I'm fucking a wetback. Yes, niggers are trying to destroy fucking all these beautiful women. Yeah, you could have this thing in your fucking arm. But no, all the niggers are trying to steal these women from you. Yes, this chick doesn't have big titties, but she has a nice ass. But where is your woman? I don't know. She's fucking Tyrone. Yeah, so fucking stupid. Fuck these niggers. They're always doing stupid shit and they're getting all these cash and prizes. It's because of the world that we live in. They say that fucking men, especially white men, are fucking trash. But is it true? I don't think so. Who's the one that built these worlds? Not the fucking niggers, I could tell you that much. But it is what it is, friends. Yes, you just gotta be strong and get ready so when the shit happens, you get to survive and then you can start rebuilding. Yes, we need fucking strong-ass men to fucking take care of this shit. Because all these weak-ass pussies are turning into shit. So, you gotta be fucking awesome. Remember, you gotta fight these fucking worms. We will fucking win. Just don't be fucking scared. It is scary. But no, the things are gonna be fucking hard. But when we fucking survive, it's gonna be a paradise. Just don't be a weak-ass bitch. Because weak bitches are gonna fucking die. There's something to think about, friends. So you be awesome, I gotta go do my shit too, and then we're gonna be awesome together. You take care, goodbye.
things locked in a big black spook. You know it, and I show it. Black Barnyard's the black poet. And the NAACP. Would you like to get a hold of nigga hate me? Oh, these are red and bonnets are blue. And niggers are black. You know that's true. But they don't mind cause what the heck? You gotta be black to get a welfare check. And I'm broke. No joke. Nickel for a coke, and I ain't black, you see. So I go sell more help, poor nigga hate me. Jigaboo, jigaboo, where are you? Pause here on the wood pile, watching you. Jigaboo, jigaboo, come out now, cause I'm scared of the white man way down south, you know it. Cause I chew it, take your black, get out and I blow it. And the NAACP can't keep you away from a little old nigga hate me. The trouble with the bathroom mouth of ruin. Either do it, it's caused by the trouble he's a brewing. And the NAACP can't win if the white men stick with nigga hating me. Hey, Mr. President, what do you say? When are we whites gonna have our day? The niggas had there such a long, long time. I'm a white and it's time that I have mine, you know it. Cause I show it, stick it by, get out and I'll do it. And the NAACP can't win if a white man stick with nigga hating me. Nigga hating me. Nigga hating me.